Hi everyone, you're welcome to this special bonus episode, and it's special because it's my birthday. Yay! Go shorty, it's your birthday. We're gonna party like it's your birthday. We're gonna sip a card like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give up, it's your birthday. You see why it's always good to sing songs that you're familiar with? There is a part that was chopping my mouth, seriously. Anyways, I should have just gone with happy birthday to you. I'm sure happy birthday is looking at me right now, wondering, you could not leave with your own failure. Where did that bring you? Back to me. If you're familiar with Thanos, you're familiar with what I just, that line right now. So the reason why I decided to do this episode, which is 33 things that I'm grateful for, is because we're literally living through a pandemic. And I feel like we get so carried away, or it's possible for you to get so carried away with everything that is going on right now. And you forget about the fact that you're existing, and you should be grateful for that. And with everything that has gone on in the world, like in recent times, especially this year, like you just have to be thankful. So that is why I decided to do this bonus episode, and I hope you enjoy listening to it.
So I'm just going to go right into it. The first thing I'm grateful for is the relationship that I'm building every day with God. This relationship that I have on my part is imperfect. Okay, I'm building it every day. It's something that I'm intentional about, because it wasn't always this way. I did not understand why people wanted to have a relationship so bad with God. But as time began to move, as I began to, you know, just see things from a different perspective, I realized that, okay, this was a relationship that I wanted. So I'm glad that that relationship is building every day. And the second thing I'm grateful for is family. I'm grateful for my parents. I'm grateful for the love, the care, and just the all-round support that they provide for me. Number three, I'm grateful to be working during this pandemic. Like, are you kidding me? The fact that a lot of people lost their jobs, a lot of people had to stay home. I stayed at home, but I was working at home. So for me, I was just very grateful that I had something to do that was bringing in a bit of income. And just watching the news and just seeing everything that was going on, the fact that I could still do what I wanted to do, it's enough for me to, you know, just be happy that I had something to do every day. The fourth thing that I'm grateful for is good friends and an amazing system. You know, just having that a support system is very key. I can't even begin to, you know, talk about all the things that my friends have done for me. You know, just being there, supporting this podcast, you know, pushing me, because it was my friend, you know, it was a friend of mine that made me, I've talked about this on the podcast, it was a friend of mine that made me even start this, because I'm the kind of person that I will talk about something. I want to do it though. It's not like I don't want to do it, but me, you need to push me. I be like trailer. You can imagine trailer. You won't come to push trailer. How you want to do them now? You know, that kind of thing. So for me, it was just, I needed that extra push. And my friend or my friends have been there to give me that support. You know, that sometimes I feel down, like, oh, I don't think I want to do this anymore. I don't think I'm cut out for it. And they push me because I'm literally that trailer that doesn't want to be moved. But they help me from graphics to ideas to just different things, just being there. Man, I'm just grateful for that support system when I'm feeling down and I'm having moments, depression, they're there for me. And I'm just happy that I have that support system, you know, that system that I know I can fall back on when I want to talk to somebody, or when I'm feeling down, I have them there for me. So I'm just grateful for that. Number five, to be alive to celebrate another birthday. This, when I woke up this morning and I was having wisdom for the week with Pastor on Facebook, I cried because it hit me to be alive. We're seeing how the world has, things have just gone in the world as a whole. people dying from the COVID, you know, people falling sick from different things, and you are here and celebrating your birthday. It's I feel like that in itself is enough to be thankful and grateful for that you're alive. Not just to celebrate another birthday, the fact that you're here, you wake up every morning, for me is, man, I can't even put it in words because I don't want to cry here. But when I think about it, because I won't even lie to you, I was a bit scared about my birthday this year because I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if, I don't want to say I didn't know if I was going to be here. That sounds somehow, but a part of me was just scared, like, oh, I don't know, like with everything going on in the world, how is it going to be like by August? But I'm glad that there's a bit of normalcy. But at the same time, I'm a very paranoid person. So when I go out, I'm still a bit paranoid and stuff like that. But I'm glad to be here. I'm just happy that I get to celebrate another birthday, my 23rd birthday. Yeah, right. I kid. Okay. Number six, 2020 has made me realize my potential and I try to achieve my dreams. And this is linked to number four, where I talked about my friends and the amazing support system. Okay, so in April, right, people that are familiar with the pod are familiar with the story. In April, I got pushes from different, like I was just being pushed in different directions. Everybody was pushing me in different directions, but there was one particular goal. That was the aim, the goal at the end of the day. So it just made me realize that I have potential to do this. Okay, because I love feedback, right? So I'm always asking, how do you think I can be better? How do you think I can do this better? What do you think I can do to be better? And it made me realize that I have potential to do things. I just have to leave my comfort zone. I don't know why I'm sounding like a motivational speaker today, or I don't understand what's going on. I hope this doesn't come with the new age. So it just made me realize that I can achieve my dreams, okay? Because I've always wanted to do radio, right? And it was just it became more than just sitting down and wishing. It now had to do it. I had to stop wishing and start doing. See, somebody has taken over Justina because I don't get what all these lines I'm spitting. Next thing I'll start selling how 100 ways to be a millionaire. I don't get it. So the fact that I'm able to achieve my dreams, I might not be on radio yet, but it's a dream that I believe that I'm going to achieve. So I'm grateful for 2020, regardless of all the missiles that were thrown our way. 2020 has taught me that I have potential, okay, and I have the potential to achieve my dreams. So, number seven, I've had some health challenges that I faced, but I'm glad that I'm still here. I'm glad that regardless of those situations, I'm still here. So I'm just going to leave that at that. Number eight, the podcast. I mentioned that in number six. I started in April and it's been a learning process for me. I have learned so many things so far. Okay, how to just the whole dynamics that has to go into podcasting. At first, I'm not gonna lie, I thought podcasting was just going to be something easy peasy, no stress, just record, hit the record button. But there's a lot that goes into it. So for me, I've had to learn. So I'm grateful for the learning process that this podcast has brought my way. Number nine, I'm grateful for my church, which is Global Impact Church, and the entire leadership of the church, because that church has literally changed my life. Okay, it literally changed my life. I'm not here to preach, but I'm grateful for the church. I'm always like, for every time I step into church, I'm like, I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I'm home. For me, it feels like home. And I'm really glad that I get to experience that, both online, offline. I get to experience that. And just being in that family has really just turned my life around for good. Number 10, Number 10, I am grateful for wrestling. I know that sounds weird, right? Or maybe not. But I'm grateful for wrestling. Wrestling, oh my God. Last year, when I was having, like, I felt like I was going to break down from work, wrestling did the work for me. Like, I would be coming, like, it would take me through the whole day because I'm at work and I know that, okay, there's Monday Night Raw. I can watch it live. And just the thought of the fact that there's wrestling, man. Makes me so happy. You know, it made me so happy because I had something to look forward to. It's from Seth Rollins to Alexa Bliss, you know, just the whole works. But everybody that knows me knows that I am big on Seth Rollins. So I was just like, I know I'm going to see Seth Rollins today on my TV. So that enough was enough. Like that alone was enough for me to want to just get home and watch wrestling. So, and I've been watching wrestling since I was a child. So, for me, just watching wrestling, I'm grateful for that ability to be able to watch because it helped me to cope with my life at some point. It still helps me. It still helps me with some parts of my life. I remember telling someone that for me, wrestling was a coping mechanism, and this person felt like I was just putting a lot on his head. For whatever reason, I still don't think telling somebody that something is a coping mechanism is such a big deal because it helps me to cope with my life. So, and I'm telling you that this is why this thing is so important because for every time I tell somebody that I love wrestling, they tell me, "Do you know that it's a fake sport?" And when people feel the need to remind me that wrestling or tell me that wrestling is a fake sport, I want to throw hands. I'm not a fighter. I'm sure they'll probably beat me, but I will throw the hands first, right? So I'm just thinking, like, it's called sports entertainment, right? But this is a story for another day. So I'm just gonna get right. I'm just gonna continue with my grateful list. Number 11, I'm grateful for food. I'm a foodie, okay? I'm a foodie. See, for food on my table, even when there's some days where you're broke, there's no money, the fact that there's food on that table, I'm grateful for it, okay? I'm grateful for eating. Let me just say, like, I'm grateful for eating. Let me not lie. I'm very grateful for eating. I want to eat food every time. There's some people that can't eat. Like they have to pass their food through pipes. So I can eat. Why wouldn't I be grateful for that? There are people that don't have food to eat every day. I have food and I can eat. Glory be to thee, O Lord. My dear, please be grateful. please, dear. Okay, so 13. I think I'm on 13 now, right? I hope it's 13, no, because me, I'm just talking. I guess this is part of why I'm a teacher. I just talk. So I think it's 12. I don't think it's 13. I think I skipped. So number 12. I'm grateful for the roof over my head. I do not take it for granted. I do not take it for granted at all. The fact that I have where to sleep every night. Oh my God, I am grateful for that. Now, number 13. This is what happens when you're just reading stuff and you're not really taking note of the number in that sense. Number 13 for bad wolves. I have talked about bad wolves. Oh my God. Like at some point, I literally should have just turned this podcast into the Bad Wolves podcast, like at some point. Because these people, right, since April, I can't even begin to describe how much these people have influenced me, my life. So I'm grateful for the Bad Wolves. I'm grateful for Tommy, Kyle, Doc, and John. The amazing songs. Oh my God, their songs have helped me. I have to thank Baron Corbin for this as well, because if he didn't have that interview, that live with Tommy Vexed, I probably would never have heard about Bad Wolves. And that's why I feel like it had to happen, because I don't even know what made me click on Baron Corbin's live that day, but it changed my life forever. It changed my life because seeing Tommy Vexed and listening to their music, I was like, okay, this is the band for me because I stopped listening to rock music for some time. I stopped after university. So Now I'm picking up that habit again, but not like it's just slow rock, you know, you can hear the words, just chilled music. So I'm grateful for the Bad Wolves band. I'm grateful for they helped me during the lockdown. I'm not even gonna lie. Okay, they helped me during the lockdown. And I'm just grateful that I got to experience their music and I got to experience their song. So I'm going to be back with the remaining stuff on my grateful list. Number 14, for the lives that they have on the Patreon page, okay? So they go live every other week. It's really amazing, you know, because of that live, I've been privileged to have a conversation with Doc Coyle. Just the conversations that go on there every week, I'm grateful for that. Number 15, oh man, this is so special to my heart. The Patreon family. Words cannot describe, like, there are not enough words to describe these people, how much they mean to me, my Patreon family. Everything, my Patreon family. I cannot mention names because I can't finish calling all their names. Where do I want to start from? Where do I want to finish? Those people are amazing. The way they look out for each other. Oh, Lord. The way we look out for each other. Exceptional. Like, amazing. So I'm grateful for the Patreon family. Number 16. That was number 15. Number 16, the gift of waking up every day. I'm just going to leave it at that. Number 17, for staying sane as I try to figure out life during a pandemic. I'm going to leave that at that too because I don't want to go on and on and on. But staying sane during this pandemic, oh Lord, I'm just grateful that I've stayed sane. Like I had crying episodes, I had episodes where I didn't want to get up from bed. But for being sane throughout, I'm grateful. Number 18. Number 18 is a bit funny to me. For left-handed fine men, for some reason, that's my spec. Like, apart from, okay, the other physical stuff, my friends always like me, I'm vain. I agree. It's okay to be vain, right? As long as you know what you want and you work towards getting what you want, I don't see the problem. But hey, left-handed fine men, just be left-handed and you're now fine. And I see you writing with your left hand. Oh my God. Just bring yam and things. And give my father, and let's start going home. Let's go to the registry and just start living our life. But yeah, I'm grateful for left-handed fine men. Number 19, I started listening to this band recently. I think this month. I mean, is it last month? I can't even remember. But I started listening to Fire from the Gods, and they're amazing. Their album, American Son. Oh Lord, my God. When I'm in awesome wonder. That album. I use it. I wanted to say something and I decided, should I say it now or should I just wait? Well, I think I wait. So I use it when I'm walking around the house, right? I listen to Fire from the Gods. When I'm walking, I just plug in my earphones and I'm just doing my business. I listen, I do not skip. For me, not skipping a song on an album means it's lit. So I do not skip. I've never skipped a song on that off that album. And it's amazing. It's an amazing album. You should try and listen to it if rock is your thing. Even if rock is not your thing, I think they're more the message is more political. So if that's your thing, I think you should listen as well. Number 20, I'm grateful for throwback rock songs that I'm reconnecting with. 3 Days Grace, Three Doors Down, you know, Chevelle, all those rock songs I used to listen to back in school. Landing in London, that's the name of a song. So many songs I'm trying to just reconnect with. Sita, so many. I think I have to start listening to Evanescence again. There's so many songs I need to catch up with, and for that I'm grateful for the privilege that I'm even able to catch up with those songs. Number 21, education, the ability to study. I'm grateful for education. I know to like to read book like that too, but I'm grateful for education. I know I shouldn't have said that, and my occupation, but yeah, I know to like to read book, but you know me say I know, thank God, say education, they exist, because the existence of education is why we are able to learn, unlearn, and relearn. And education here, no be formal education. Say you wear clothes, you go to school, you know, on the streets, you can learn. Like you can see something happening, and you learn from it. You realize that, okay, if to say this person do I'm like this, if this person had done it this way, it wouldn't have happened like this. You've learned something. So the ability to learn from every situation for me is something I'm thankful for. So yeah, number 22, my sense organs. Oh God, if I didn't appreciate my sense organs before, the fact that Corona came outside, decided not to be indoor again, came outside, I appreciate my sense. I'm grateful for my sense organs. The fact that I can smell. Hey, I started smelling things I didn't want to smell before, because when I realized, or when we're told that the symptoms, or one of the main symptoms of having COVID, is your ability, you lose your sense of smell and taste. Hey, I started tasting. I became a taster, because I want to know, are you still walking? Should we start crying? Should we start calling for help? Is there? So I had to start, you know, sniffing things. I could just go spray perfume in the air, sniff it. Okay, still working. Thank God, though. My perfume shall not finish, but you know what I'm saying. Like, you sniff, I use deodorant, I'm sniffing the deodorant. I hope it's not tearing my shower. Like, okay, I can still smell, I taste food. It's salty. Oh. I'm not saying I cook salty food, though. I'm just saying. So things like that, right? It just made me very grateful for my sense organs. I'm grateful for Lipton Peach. That drink in December, I bought, I think, two packs of that drink. I think it has 12 each inside. So that's 24. I was living La Vida Loca. Like that Lipton Peach, if you haven't had it, please go and buy your own today. Maybe, who knows, maybe Lipton will make me their brand ambassador or something. But the drink is really nice. I'm grateful for, this is still linked to taste. So I'm grateful for Lipton Peach. 24, I'm grateful for tall, dark men who know how to hold a conversation, a good conversation, meaningful conversation, because some people are, they're your spec. But when it comes down to having a conversation, they're not really there like that. So for the ones that are there like that, I'm grateful. For supporters of the podcast, this is number 25. For supporters of the podcast, the retweets and words of encouragement, I'm so grateful. I do not take it for granted. People that retweet my stuff, tell me, give me feedback, wait, things they think I can be better at, you know, just the whole nine yards, really. I'm grateful for that as well. And number 26, I'm grateful for long walks and listening to music. For long walks and listening to music. And that is what I didn't want to mention earlier. I started walking, you know, just trying to be fit. And I hope I'm going to be consistent with it, because not be to start be the thing, not to finish. Okay, not necessarily to finish, but like to the do them every day, you know, that consistency is easy in the beginning. You put on your workout clothes and you're jumping, you're skipping, you're doing the whole nine yards, right? But you go feed a do am every day. Now that is the main question. So 27, sunrise. I don't really get to see the sunrise from my window, but when it's daybreak, you know it's daybreak, right? So to see another sunrise, to see another daybreak, I'm grateful for that as well. Twenty-eight. I am grateful for Mrs. Uche. I am grateful for that love that she shows to me. We've moved from, she's more than a colleague to me. She's like my mom. So I'm grateful for the advices that she gives to me, and she teaches me math. Not my fault. I know sabi math. Okay, she did teach me. I know to mom like that. Don't be thinking, how come adults? It happen. These things happen. So yeah, 29. I'm Chicken Republic's chicken. I like their chicken. I'm not even gonna lie. Their chicken is sweet, okay? And that's why number 30 is ice cream, because I like to have ice cream and Chicken Republic's chicken together. Yes, ice cream and chicken. It sweets my belly. Okay. So a lot of people have weird stuff that they like to eat. I like to eat egusi and bread. Okay. So this is a non-judgmental zone, like no judgment zone. So everybody, we just day our day, right? So number 31, information I get off the internet. The internet is such a powerful tool. Like when you use it in the right, like properly, it's so powerful. The fact that information is just so easily accessible, I'm grateful for that. Number 32, cookies and biscuits. I love cookies so much. Like for me, cookies is like my love language. I like food. Okay. So when you now give me cookies, I feel like I should be your friend already. I know I'm setting the bar very low, but I like cookies. And last but not the least, peace of mind. So for me, I get very like a lot of noise in my spirit, in my mind. Like most days, I'm thinking constantly, worrying about something. So for days where no noise, peace and quiet, I love it so much, where I'm not stressing about anything. And so I love it when I have peace of mind. And that is why that is the last thing on my list. And that brings me to the end of the 33 things that I'm grateful for this year. I'm hoping I have a good year, like moving forward. The year just has a lot of wonderful things in store for me. Who knows? Maybe the love of my life is lurking around somewhere. Please come out. Don't be shy. I kid, I kid. So, those are the things I'm grateful for. I feel like you don't have to wait for your birthday to write out things that you're grateful for. This is note to self as well. So I hope you guys enjoyed listening to me ramble and go on about the three things that I'm grateful for this year. And I have this scrub on, so I'm going to take it off. I'm going to have my bath, and I don't know what the day holds for me. I hope I get cake. I plan on watching Big Brother. I just going to dress up and allow the day to surprise me in a positive way. And I hope everybody has a beautiful week. Today is Monday, so I'm wishing everybody a beautiful week. Live your best life and have fun. I'm going to try as much as possible to have fun. So thank you for listening to this. I wish you guys love, peace, and light. And it remains Justina signing out. Peace.